Imagine a world where software projects deliver elegant, user-friendly systems consistently rather than becoming bloated, buggy nightmares. The solution comes from an unexpected source: automotive manufacturing. Mary Poppendeck's journey from manufacturing leadership at 3M back to software development revealed a startling disconnect. While manufacturing had embraced lean principles pioneered by Toyota, software development remained mired in heavy process definition and detailed front-end planning. This revelation sparked Lean Software Development, an agile toolkit, a work that has transformed how companies like Spotify, Netflix, Google, and Microsoft approach software creation. The Lean philosophy isn't just another methodology, it's a fundamental rethinking of how we create software, treating it as a knowledge creation process rather than a production line. By applying Toyota's time-tested principles to the digital realm, development teams can eliminate waste, amplify learning, and deliver software that truly delights users while adapting to changing needs. What if you spent months documenting requirements for software that, once built, didn't solve the customer's problem? This represents the most fundamental waste in software development: effort creating no value. Toyota's Taiichi Ono defined waste as anything not directly creating customer value, which in software translates to 7 specific types: partially done work sitting unintegrated, excessive documentation no one eagerly awaits, just-in-case features, productivity-killing task switching, waiting for approvals or testing, motion waste when developers must seek distant expertise, and defects that multiply in cost the longer they remain undetected. Software development is fundamentally about learning through exploration, not following established recipes like manufacturing. This explains why production-oriented practices often fail in software. Research shows experienced designers work fluidly between scenarios, requirements, and solutions, similar to completing a puzzle by focusing on distinctive sections rather than following a rigid order. In problem solving, rapid try-it, test-it, fix-it cycles work better than pursuing first-try perfection. Like writing, programming requires multiple revisions to achieve elegance. Lean development iterations are like small manufacturing batches, delivering working software quickly to increase customer feedback and expose problems early. When tackling complex problems, explore multiple options simultaneously before narrowing possibilities, much like architects developing several concepts before selecting a final direction. In the 1980s, U.S. automakers waited for final designs before cutting dies, while Japanese manufacturers started die production alongside design, using techniques for late modifications. Sequential software development demands early commitment to decisions. In contrast, concurrent development through iterations enables early problem discovery while maintaining adaptability. Microsoft demonstrated strategic flexibility at COMDEX 1988 by hedging across multiple platforms: DOS, Windows, OS 2, Unix, and applications, while competitors committed to single systems. This broad expertise let markets determine winners while preserving Microsoft's options. Federal Express revolutionized delivery through speed, benefiting customers with flexibility and instant gratification, while helping businesses reduce risk by delivering before requirements change. Like streaming services transformed entertainment through instant access, rapid software delivery creates competitive advantage. Fast-moving environments require local signaling over central command. Software pull systems use short iterations based on customer input, with features progressing through staged gates. Daily 15-minute team meetings coordinate work efficiently. Toyota's 1984 takeover of GM's Fremont plant demonstrated the power of team autonomy. By letting workers design their own procedures, with management as coaches rather than dictators, productivity doubled and quality soared within 2 years. Organizational change succeeds through bottom-up empowerment, not top-down mandates. 3M exemplifies this with McKnight's design allowing scientists 15% time for personal projects and enabling product champions to build volunteer teams. This approach spawned innovations like Post-it notes. Four elements drive intrinsic motivation: belonging through shared goals, safety, accepting mistakes as learning, competence through knowledge in challenges, and progress via regular customer feedback. Like a chef tasting throughout preparation, teams need continuous feedback loops. True leadership transcends management. As Cotter notes, no one has yet figured out how to manage people effectively into battle. They must be led. Successful systems often have exceptional designers who lead through expertise rather than authority, masters who deeply understand both customers and technology while driving communication. The key differentiator between average and high-performing companies is product integrity, which has two dimensions: perceived integrity, delighting customers, and conceptual integrity, components working cohesively together. Google demonstrates perceived integrity through speed, clean results, and typo forgiveness, showing deep understanding of user needs. Conceptual integrity manifests in system architecture that balances flexibility, maintainability, and efficiency, like rooms flowing naturally in a well-designed house. Integrity stems from excellent information flow. Perceived integrity reflects customer-to-developer communication, while conceptual integrity reflects information flow within development teams. Model-driven design creates a domain model that both customers and developers understand, using consistent terminology that bridges technical and business language. Testing ensures components work correctly and systems function as intended. Tests serve five key roles: communicating functionality, providing feedback, enabling safe changes, documenting system construction, and supporting maintenance. Studies show 64% of features in typical systems are rarely or never used, representing massive waste and development costs. Value stream mapping visualizes flow from customer request to delivery. One organization transformed their year-long cycle with 33% value-adding time into a 3-month process through weekly approvals and incremental development. Systems thinking views organizations as interconnected systems, where the whole exceeds its parts. Like Lance Armstrong winning the Tour de France without winning individual stages, optimizing components often reduces overall system performance. Local optimization can harm system-wide results. When testing departments focus solely on utilization rates, they create backlogs that decrease product quality and increase testing needs. Information radiators, like airport displays, make work self-directing by showing current status and needs without requiring questions. Full resource utilization increases cycle time. Keeping developers 100% busy creates backlogs and delays, similar to highway traffic at capacity. Small batches move through systems more efficiently. The lean software development journey requires translating principles into context-appropriate practices. When issues arise, examine the whole system, find root causes, address key constraints, and optimize holistically. The tension between predictive and adaptive approaches centers on decision timing. Predictive methods specify requirements upfront, while adaptive approaches maintain flexibility by creating options and delaying decisions until customer needs emerge. The goal is planning for adaptability. Concurrent development means committing at the last responsible moment. This requires discipline through shared designs, direct collaboration, and change-ready systems. Traditional analysis often ignores speed to market value. Delay costs exceed development overruns through lost revenue and market share, making time to market crucial. Effective measurement focuses on higher level metrics like group productivity or business profitability rather than individual metrics. Lean thinking views software development as a human-centered learning process. Through waste elimination, accelerated learning, delayed decisions, fast delivery, empowered teams, built-in integrity, and systems thinking, we create meaningful software while enjoying the journey.